Good morning. Today is Tuesday, December the 19th. Joining us this morning is the general manager of the...
That's a good pronunciation of it.
Thank you very much. Humboldt Community Services District, Dave Hall. Good morning, sir.
It needs a vowel. Good morning, Brian.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And water is not going to provide a usable vowel.
No.
No.
Since water's not in the title anyway.
Well, no, but that's what you do. So, and there's no of in there. Well, you guys screwed up when you chose the name, huh?
That's way before my time.
Oh, I see.
Way, I see. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you're taking no responsibility.
No. In fact, it was before my time. Before my time on the planet.
Literally, yeah. Oh, let's see if we can find something. Oh, that has potential. Kindness, it says, is here. Huh. I bet you've heard this one before, but you can't source it. You ready?
Yep.
Kindness begets kindness. Where'd it come from?
Homer Simpson.
450 BC.
Okay.
Pre-cartoon.
Socrates.
Pardon me, before cartoon.
Yeah.
You're right. Sophocles.
Yes.
How'd you pull that out?
See, you just didn't know, huh?
I sensed that you didn't know either, but yeah. Good guess.
It was one of the two.
Yeah. Homer or Sophocles. Okay. Good. Glad to know that.
I feel like I'm on Jeopardy this morning. This is fun.
No, there's no money.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay, bye.
I'm out of here. Oh. Well, you've managed to get another 2 or 3 weeks of the building season in here.
Yes. It's been great.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Yep.
Been able to continue to knock off some of those little baby projects we talked about last month.
Yep. Exactly right. And it's been great. We've been catching up a lot of, like we talked last month, a lot of the little natty stuff that we set aside that's not a giant emergency, but it's things we have to repair. We've been able to catch up a lot on that. In fact, I think, after the truck parade, we actually park our float up at the office, and just so people can drive by and look at it at night, we light it up. We've actually had to start taking it apart so we can go use the stuff. Usually it's raining, and that big equipment just sort of sits there for part of the winter. So we're actually using it.
Well, that's got to be cool to be able to get ahead of, and it's not budgetary.
Right.
It's just accessibility. What are some of those types of things that you've been able to cross off this year that you really weren't expecting to?
Well, we have it's a long list of little stuff. One of the more common ones is some water meter relocations. A lot of times, water meters were put in, decades ago, and all of a sudden there's a street or a sidewalk, or there's somebody's putting up a fence or something like this, and the water meter was, although the homeowner was the one that put the water meter, said I want it here, 40 years ago or 50 years ago, it's in a different place around the yard and street now and everything. So those are things that we have on the list that we go out and we'll be moving those kind of things around. There's some real minor leak kind of things that we've been aware of that we go work on. Of course, the big leaks, the water main breaks and stuff, those are immediate attention things. But some of the little tiny leaks we go, we'll just have on the list, and when we get to them, we go deal with those. And those are the kind of stuff we do this time of year.
I would think in a weird way, these are the things that affect more people more personally than some of the other stuff. I'm sitting there, okay, now it's done, now I can take care of whatever I need to, and on a one-to-one basis, you're now a winner.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and there's more.
Except for the tie.
There's more volume of those little things, too.
You like this tie.
It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long, on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears, and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hull. Dave, you guys have gone to a new billing system, I guess is what it would be referenced as. And I had always thought that for those that aren't in the district, and we are here at the station, not at the house, it would be a postcard, and in the middle it would be kind of perforated, and you'd hold on to one for your records, and you'd use the other one, drop it in an envelope, shoot it off, or staple the check to it, and drop it by the office. Okay, I always thought that was way cool because you didn't have to screw around with an envelope.
Right.
You didn't have to label anything because it was already there when it was grinding through. It had all the information you needed, and it was just dialed in. And then things changed.
Things changed. And there's really two practical reasons and a spinoff of why we did that. The post office takes a real dim view of those postcards anymore because they put a barcode on them and they feed them so fast through their automatic read thing that it wads them up and it jams their machines and everything, and so they have over the last
too confusing for the feds.
Well, it's too the machinery doesn't work well with what's going on there, so. That was kind of probably the number one reason is, they were turning the screws saying, you got to get rid of these. We can't do these anymore. The other one though is, and this is also kind of related to the barcode on those postcards. You remember, there wasn't a lot of room for anything besides what you got to see on there. So if we had a special message, if we wanted to say, hey, the state's maintaining these water conservation things and this and that and whatever, we didn't have any room to put any messages on there. So, at all. So, yeah.
So
no,
how?
No, we weren't putting advertising on it, but now we can. No.
Great.
So what the bill, what the new bill does is, although it has all those inconveniences, you say it is bigger. It comes in, you got to put it in an envelope and all that sort of stuff. It does. Allow us room to get messages to you. It's bigger font, so you can actually read it. We can actually spell out more of what your utility use is and stuff. There's actually a nice little graph on there. You can kind of see what your usage has been. Might help with leaks.
The average home your size would be using, and nobody ever.
Yeah, no, it's it. About no, it's just about your house. It's
yeah, good,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah, fine. Yeah,
with a little target.
Yeah.
So, how much more expensive is that?
It's not all that much more expensive, believe it or not. We shopped around and we got a service that does that prints them, stuffs them, does the postage on them and mails them
so
out.
So the office isn't getting paper
so
cuts.
So we don't, yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So we didn't have to ramp up anybody, and it's only I forget how much per each it is, but it's only a few cents more than the cards were for us to do the cards. We did all the cards in house, and so
there's a little bit of a lift and some free time.
It has been interesting, the learning curve of the customers. A lot of them will get them and say, "Wow, what's this?" And so we get lots of calls right now, so there is lots of time involved, but people will get used to it, I'm sure. You know, the other thing that's interesting is, and I think you could probably understand this, but from a legal perspective, your water usage, what you use water-wise and stuff, isn't public knowledge. So if somebody wanted to do a public, information request and say, I want to know how much water Brian uses, we can't tell them. So when we put the postcard,
minute, that's the same screen that PG&E uses for the pot growers.
When we put the postcard in the mail, I mean, there it is, right? Anybody can look at your postcard because it's right there. So if being in the envelope,
so if somebody was using an inordinate amount of water, they can't get that information from you.
Correct. We have it, right? And so, and we're the ones that have the code that says you're not supposed to waste water and this and that and whatever. And so we monitor that. But, and I'm not sure where the legal precedent started with this, but it is the way it is. We have had some customers that have been worried about how much water their neighbor uses. And they want to see their bills. And we can't do that.
That wouldn't be any particular consistent triggering reason, would it?
Well, no, not persistent.
Okay, there
these
you
are,
go.
these are pretty rare circumstances, anyway. but having your bill in an envelope makes that whole issue a moot point.
Now, can you pay electronically?
Yes. Yep. You can pay
just
online.
Because you guys are quasi utility. Also, PG&E. I love this one. The guys that handle their processing electronically. A lot of folks have been getting these bills saying information breach. Not you necessarily, but, you know, just feel, you know, sleep a little better at night.
Right, right.
And it goes back to 2014. Yeah. Took you 3 years to get this information out? Or what concerns do you guys have? What safeguards do you have? So if somebody is choosing to pay by keystroke, that it is... the information is maintained in confidence that you won't be breached.
We have a service through the bank that we use that monitors this stuff, and so it won't accept them or pay them until essentially it considers it okay, and we get a notification of it. So there's that. There's firewalls. We also, at the end of the day, if there is an issue, we have some standard protocols in place that if there is a data breach, how we deal with that.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hall, General Manager of the Humboldt Community Services District. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, by Redick, and by Lolita Cheese Company. Dave, last time, you know, occasionally I feel like I'm in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realize how I'm not. Ran into, had seen some references, John Friedenbaugh.
Yeah.
General Manager. Wait a minute. So he was doing the bell ringing for Salvation Army.
Yeah.
And came up and we were talking and I said, John, when did? Oh, back in March.
Yeah, that's kind of out of the loop, Brian.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't that? We didn't make that big a deal out of it. Yeah, okay, fine, great. You know, try to make me feel more better, huh? No.
Well, you know, he was their business manager at Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District, and now he's the general manager.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean,
doing a great
like
job.
A natural progression.
Yep.
You came from a similar background, out in the water, and
yes.
Then or out on the island, and then over in Arcata. John was a number cruncher.
Right.
How difficult is it to come up to speed with this industry of water and the challenges and all the things associated with it, not from a structural perspective, but from more of a step back and see the overall picture as an industry perspective. You know, Art Boley was one that we had a long time
right,
here,
right.
And,
yeah.
And Art was a water guy. I mean,
right.
Carol was water. I mean, you get these people that are water people, and okay, it all makes sense. You get somebody who's not. How tough is it for them to become liquid?
Fluid, yeah.
In their thoughts, yeah. I was trying to stay away from fluid, and we went into just as bad a pun reference.
I think in John's case, it was perfect that he got to be the business manager ahead of time. He was there maybe 4 years, 4 or 5 years or something like that. So he picked up, and he had a great couple of mentors. He had Carol, of course, and Paul Hilliker. And so, he picked up, he's a smart guy, he picked up the stuff pretty quick, and he's got a really good, capable staff, too. So it comes along pretty natural. Remember, in my case, I'd actually done 12 years, like you mentioned, over in Arcata, doing water and wastewater kind of stuff. So this was, in a sense, kind of coming back to a previous career.
You really did the lily pad jump, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Arcata, out to the island, and now back to the shore.
Yeah, well, and then Eureka was in there a little bit, too, so...
Okay, you tripped and you fell. You got back up on your feet. And
it was still public works, though.
Yeah.
Counted. Yeah.
But I would think that would be a little bit more challenging if you were just kind of put into that situation.
Oh, it would be. It would be.
Not a lot of transferables.
Well, and I think it's like any, like your business, for example. You know, you have your own jargon and everything, and it rolls off your tongue because it's what you do. But if somebody drops in and they don't know what any of this stuff, the acronyms mean, or any of these kind of things. So it takes a while to get up to speed. That's why, again, in John's case, it was perfect that he was business manager first, so he could pick up all that stuff, so he could just slide right in when it was position came open.
So I would presume that that's what makes things more attractive if you're of the water industry to find a lateral position, is because you know the stuff.
Exactly.
You know the players. How difficult is the regulatory climate that you guys operate in, too? Because we don't see that stuff.
You're right. It's complicated. What we do, and I think you see this in a lot of business lines, is, you know, we belong to several different associations that have lobbyists in Sacramento and have things in touch with folks in D.C. and stuff. So that keeps us up to speed. They're there monitoring this and sorting through all the, 4,000 bills a year that come through, which ones are important, which ones aren't. And, in fact, a couple of these associations are very active in, working with State Water Resources Control Board or the regional boards or something like this to actually either help craft the rules so that they make sense for our industry, or try to oppose it and push back until it gets back to something that makes sense. A lot of times, legislators, they come up with ideas, and or there's some focus group or some group that pushes something, says we need to do this. This is just wrong, and so they introduce something. Well, unfortunately, sometimes those things drift all the way through and get passed, and then they get dumped on some agency to figure out how to implement it.
And
it's kind of unimplementable in the first place, right? So the agency has to back up and work with us. In more recent times, there has been more of an effort, and I think it's partly on our association's behalf to actually insert themselves in the process ahead of time to actually get it before it gets passed, try to get it something that we can deal with.
I guess I probably really should never run for public office. I think, if I'm a state legislator, and I'm considering something affecting water, don't I call my buddies in the water industry and say, hey, here's a thought, talk to me.
Some do.
Or if it's in the ag, talk to a couple of farmers and find out what's going on. Or if it's in broadcasting, talk to some broadcasters and say, what does this mean to you? Here's a thought that's been presented. And find out before it goes through the process of being written up and vetted and voted on and implemented, and then you get the blowback. Wouldn't that be?
Makes sense.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 instead of 1, 8, 12, 7, 3?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, probably never get ever elected. It's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hull. Dave, last time we got together, you were talking about the Indianola area residents, that area between Eureka and Arcata that were considering to be part of the family, and also Old Arcata Road.
Right.
That there were portions between there and Three Corners that were going to be going through a similar opportunity. Has anything become formalized with that? Are you stepping down that trail? Are you walking away from it, or is it still too early?
Well, it's still too early, but we have started to get some people coming to the meetings and having some public input and stuff, so it's been good. We sent out one survey letter that I think we talked about last month. The board said, well, this is good for the Indianola annexation, potential annexation. We got about 43% of the surveys back. For the Redmond Road Water Service extension, we got about 53%. And in both those cases, the board was like, well, you know, that's a good return, but it's not as good as we'd like to see. So maybe we should send a second letter to those parcels that didn't respond and say, hey, you know, we really are interested in whether you think you want us to do water service out there or not. Well, in between, we got, like I said, some of the residents that had filled out surveys in the first place had came to our meeting last a couple weeks ago. And so we got a lot of input on what the letter ought to look like and everything. And long story short, we're headed down the path of sending out a second letter that has a little bit more information in it to back to everybody again. And so we'll see where that goes from there. Just to be clear, so the district on the annexation of Indianola and the water service extension, in both those cases, the typical process would be for those communities to organize themselves and come to the district and say, hey, we'd like water service.
We're a neighborhood group we would like to.
Exactly. Yeah. In this case, because this has had it's had a couple of decade history of people were asking 20 years ago, there was some procedural impediments, not with the district, but just, you know, kind of statewide sort of things that are now have eased off so that we can actually offer the service. And so what our board said is, okay, since we can do this now, let's ask and see if they want it. So we're kind of doing the process a little backwards, but we'll see where it goes. It's getting a good conversation going out there. A lot of people have in that ensuing 20 years from when this issue started, they have found other ways to do it. They've either drilled other wells, or some of them actually have, because of health and safety issues, hooked up to the city water line that goes through the area out
there. Just independently?
No, through the city. They have to deal with the county health and the LAFCO and these other agencies to be able to do that. But if they can, if they can prove it's a health and safety thing, like their well's contaminated, something like that, then the city has allowed in some rare instances people to actually, and the county has, to hook up to their water system. But it's not in an organized fashion, and that's more what the district could bring to the table if it was if the people out there wanted it. So we're not promoting it. We're not hustling anybody for it. We're not going to profit from it. It's just a matter of...
Would it make sense, though, just as a community-wide thing?
Well, I think that's what we're asking, I guess. Okay. Do you guys want this or not? If you do, then we're willing to consider putting it out there.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, dude.
Merry Christmas to you.
See everybody tomorrow.